This is the NOCN speaking examination at proficient user level C2. Today is the 15th of December 2018. The learner's name is, please state your name for the recording. This is part one of the speaking examination. I'm going to ask you some questions. What is your greatest achievement?
I used to play water polo in Nohiu, and we managed to achieve the third place in the World Cris, and we took a trophy for this, and I was very happy.
Great. Tell me three skills you would like to improve or develop, and explain why.
Firstly, I would like to improve my basketball skills because now I'm playing basketball. Secondly, my reading skills because I have some problems, but now I get used to it, so I become better. And thirdly, let me think. My writing skills.
Okay.
Because I like writing, so I would like to be better at it.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the most annoying habit someone could have and why?
When I have a conversation with other people, to disturb me and don't let me finish my conversation.
You're right. If you could change three things about you or your life, what would they be and why?
I would like to start basketball from younger age, from 7 years old.
All right,
to be better. I would like to start French, because now I'm not very good at it, and I believe that if I started more younger, I would be better.
Okay.
And thirdly, can you repeat the question?
Yes. If you could change three things about you or your life, what would they be?
Yes. Sometimes I am very nervous and stressed, so I would like to be more relaxed.
I see. Okay. One last question. If you could own your own business, what kind of business would it be?
It would be a restaurant.
All right.
Basically, I would like to open a restaurant in a foreign country with Greek food, especially gyros.
Our traditional food.
Yes.
Okay, great. This is part two of the speaking examination. Please listen carefully and tell me what would you say in these situations. Situation number one. You have just moved into a new area and your neighbor kindly brings a welcome dish of meatballs and cake around your house. But you are a vegetarian. You don't want to offend your neighbor who has gone to all the trouble of making a special meal for you. What would you say?
I would say to him, thank you very much. You are very polite and kind. I am a vegetarian, but my wife's favorite dish is meatballs, so I will honor your favor and I would give it to her. Thank you very much.
Okay. Situation number two.
Yes.
This is the second situation. All right. You have ordered a book and paid for it. You go to the shop, but the wrong book has arrived. You have a test next week and really need the book for the test. Request an urgent order to be made to your home free of charge. What would you say?
Okay, I would say to him, I was specific to my words. I asked you to bring me the book exactly the day I told you. It's your duty to bring to me to what I'm requesting you. I would like to request an urgent order for my home free. hope you will give it to me. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we are moving on to the third part. You will now take part in a conversation, okay?
Yes.
Great, with me. And this is your scenario. You think that plastic bags and plastic wrappings should be banned completely. Plastic creates pollution, litter, and is a danger to fish, birds, and animals. Your friend does not agree with this. Convince your friend that banning them is a good idea. You will have 2 minutes to prepare your arguments. You may make notes if you would like to. And I will take the place of your friend, okay?
Yes.
So you have your 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. I believe plastic bags should be banned for many reasons. Firstly, they create pollution to the environment, so some endangered species could die by eating plastic bags, like turtles, in the seas.
Yes, but you know, Manolis, plastic bags can be biodegradable and harmless to the environment.
Yes, we could use paper bags that not pollute the environment as much as plastic bags. Mm-hmm. Or we could just reuse plastic bags until they break up,
they're torn down. Yeah, but you know, I think that plastic isn't the problem. People are the problem. We are the responsible for dropping litter and destroying the environment.
This might be true to some extent, but we should also be educated, we and our children, so as to make a better planet for our future generations.
Mm-hmm. And don't you think that plastic wrapping is a good way of protecting and storing food? Because, you know, plastic is not always bad.
Yes, but I think plastic, if it's used, it should be recycled. So as to not pollute as much as the environment as throwing in the rubbish.
So, after all, what do you think? If we should make a decision, what would that be? Should we ban plastic completely or use it carefully?
I think we should use it carefully, but we should pay for. We should pay extra for the plastic bags, so to motivate us to use paper bags.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that this whole idea of paying for the plastic bags has worked? What do you see here in the area where you live? Do people think about, have second thoughts? Do they think better when before they use plastic bags?
I've seen many people using plastic bags, but plastic bags that they are not torn down so easily, so as to protect the environment.
Yes, okay. Thank you. That was the end of the examination, Manolis.